Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is Mother's Day, a time to celebrate mothers. We celebrate our wives who are mothers, our sisters who are mothers, our grandmothers, our aunts who have acted motherly toward us, and all those who have given motherly love and wisdom in the past. In many ways, Mother's Day is about celebrating self-giving love. Of course, self-giving love has its source in God. God, who is love. Jesus not only tells us, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." He not only says what this love looks like. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. But our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shows us what this self-giving love looks like. He literally gives his love to us completely. He loves till it hurts. He's all in. He gives entire self to us. His very life he gives to us. His life, his redeeming blood, he pours out to us in love on the cross. For it was not man-made nails that held him to the cross, but his love for you and me. And Jesus calls us to hold dear to our hearts his commandments, his teaching, his love. He calls us to love God and one another. In obedience and love to Jesus, we dwell in his love. In self-giving love for one another, we dwell in Jesus' love. Now, when I think of self-giving love, love that does not ask to be thanked, love that a lot of times is not thanked, I think of mothers. Mothers who give themselves so completely to their children, perhaps even when they may not be the most likable, they still give till it hurts, like Christ. That is self-giving love. She gives birth to us and gives us life. She cleans us and clothes us. She teaches us and guides us. She feeds and nurtures us. And so it is fitting, I think, to celebrate Mother's Day on Sunday. Because in the great wisdom of the church, in the great insight of holy tradition, the church has been also called our Holy Mother. Through the birthing waters of the baptismal font, our Holy Mother gives birth to sons and daughters of God. In baptism, our Holy Mother Church washes us clean and clothes us in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Through Holy Scripture, she teaches us and guides us on the path to holiness that leads to life. At the altar, she feeds us with the bread of life, her Son, Jesus Christ. And in the life of worship and fellowship, prayer and study, she nurtures us so that we can grow to have a mature faith. And through these means of grace, these means of Christ's love, we are able to be walking, breathing, self-giving love to others. In Christ, we share in the amazing, extravagant love of the Father to his Son. And with Christ, because we also have the Father's love, we consider it joy. This joy is also the result of this union with God that we share with Christ due to our living as human beings, living as who we were created to be, human, self-giving people who are willing to be vulnerable, to give ourselves completely to another. Following Christ's commandment to love God and neighbor shows that we abide and remain in Jesus' love. For a Christian to receive the love of God in Christ Jesus through faith is to let that love so transform us so completely that our identity and our actions are shaped by that love of Christ Jesus. When we don't show love to one another, when we are mean-spirited to one of our members, we are not abiding in Jesus Christ. We are not abiding in His words. In the waters of baptism, we are called not to be like the world. We are called to be a new creation. We are named and claimed by Christ to be God's children. We have been indeed chosen and appointed by Christ to bring the fruits of self-giving love to each other. And through that self-giving love to one another, that love, the love of the triune God, is poured out into the world. We are the new creation, the living, breathing fruits of love. And we are called to be that love to others in our tangible, concrete actions of love. That shows us that we are disciples of Jesus Christ. It is the love that flows from the grace that was given to us by Jesus. Our love for others is a witness of the abiding presence of God and Jesus in the world. So when the world cries out to be vindictive, to be vengeful, to be spiteful, we show the world another way, Christ's way, which is a way of suffering love. Our self-giving embodies who and whose we are. It embodies Jesus Christ's very presence to others in the world. So Jesus the Christ calls us today to make a choice. The choice we make every day at the crossroads of life. We can choose to remain in His love. To let the words of His and Almighty God, God's commandments, to live and take root in our hearts. Or we can choose the other path that will only lead to more violence, more hate, more prejudice, and death. The choice is ours. But I think the more that we continue to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd, the more we continue to encounter Christ in a splash at the baptismal font and a taste at the table, in the word proclaimed, we encounter Christ who continues to come to us, to pour His love out on us, to transform us, and who we are meant to be. And so Christ calls us to simply accept that we are the people that God loves and to share that love with others. Christ calls us to live the Christian life, a life saturated in the love of Jesus Christ. When we show the love of Christ to others, we bless not only others but ourselves, because we are able to participate in the almighty love of God. When we show Christ's self-giving love in concrete ways, we reveal the love of the triune God around us. Through our loving actions, Christ invites us to receive abundant, eternal life in His presence. And He calls us to show that life to others so they too can have a life, eternal life. So they too can have a purposeful and joyful life, a life of unstoppable, self-giving love. A love that comes from God, which means it's a love that will never end. Amen.